Gidikar and Daphne sentence by the Zohar Daphne Hey, begin the middle, begin Tesla Masra, begin the words Zimurah, Eloheim ala Arm. It's only the deities on the mountain that's forbidden. Pirish Rashi, Beferish Acherim, in the other interpretation. And this is his words. Hey, Mutarim, but they that are permitted. Minyaharm, Asma, Mutarim, the mountains themselves are permitted what? Lizria, for planting, Latsav, Avonim, Mehem, to quarry stones from them. The Mechubal Mitzvah, because something gets attached, does not become forbidden. Kedarshly, basically, Melayim, Alarim, Belayarm, Elayim. But the mountains themselves do not become forbidden as Avodah Zarah. Mashalim, but what's on top of them? For example, let's say plate with gold or silver. That becomes forbidden. Like it says the puzzle, Isaf Mekesav Zav, that what's on top of the mountains, which is plated with gold and silver. Wait a second, but the mountain itself is not called Avodah Zarah. And they don't become forbidden. That's because it's a kasabi. That's a biblical decree. Shehit Tolish has to be detached. Shalim, that's on them. Ketolish Shal Shabbos, meaning Shehit Tolish Shalim, that. I mean, it's a biblical decree that what's detached on them, like we see in the pasuk of Lesach Mekesav Zav Aleihem, get told the Shal Shabbos Kechavim, like something that's attached on a different Avodah Zarah. So, like says the pasuk Lesach Mekesav Zav Aleihem, which are Kol Mashehem Oibdim Mash Metzalik, whatever they worship, even something that's attached to the ground. Bakein Bakochet Shifan Lefarish. So, by default, we have to explain the Lemikah Avodah Kechavim that it's not called Avodah Zarah. Meaning we have to say that, and even so, what's on top of them can be forbidden. Can I mean by the Gemara says the chulda mem and al the maskal hover there. Had the amar lahar. Well, if you say that you are worshiping for the mountain, it's not prohibited. Had the amar legad the darb. If you're saying for the malach of the mountain, sheashich l'shem har that in contrast, if you're slaughtering for the malach of the mountain, because sheashich l'shem har, if someone's slaughtering for the purpose of the mount, of the name of the mountain, loymikri zivchei mason, that's not called sacrifices of the dead. I bought Tanel Kamon. What do you do with the Gemara and the price on the next daft of Menvav? It says, "By the day in Besayi, if someone worships the mountain, is going to get beheaded." Shemai Taimahu. The reason is the Avgav Dalav is Kachav Nindu Yeren. Although it's not considered idolatry, Leinian Itzurei B'day Leinian Itzurei regarding becoming prohibited, as we're saying over here. But the day of Mia, but Kachav Karulahu. But the one who's worshiping them is considered for that as Avodah Zarah. Well, but Kachav Mechavni because they're intending for idolatrous purposes. The Havah Domi the Mechubba Perek Beis, which is similar to what's called attached in the second Perek Akan L'Shayna. Says Tais Vekshu Ben Tam L'Pirishet. Ben Tam asks on this interpretation. Kimon L'Mikav is Kachav. And wait a second. If he's saying it's not called Avodah Zarah, but the Kavasa Muteres, and what sacrifice is permitted? Okay, the Mayantra of Avodah Zarah. So why is the one worshipping getting beheading? Why is that Avodah Zarah L'Machayrim? But you're not worshipping foreign gods. It is called Avodah Zarah. And all the sacrifice will be prohibited. Well, Kachem B'dem Misayim, and the one who worships is going to get beheaded. But the mountains do not become, is not Eliheim. Koi Abit Abdun, that's only going on the pasuk of Abit Abdun, that you should surely destroy. Kolem, in other words, in Tzarech L'Akar Arm, you don't have to uproot the mountains. But of course, it's considered Avodah Zarah for the worship. But the mean B'sheichet, and this is what the Gemara says in Perek HaSheichet. Regarding one of the slaughters, but then Perek HaSheichet, the Kim Namalahar. Once you say you're doing it for the mountain in the course of Chemes, that's not called sacrificial of the dead. Vein also is not forbidden. Hainu Kesheichet Rochem Nahar. That's only when you're slaughtering far away from the mountain. Shaz in Miskam, then you're not having a mind for that by desire. But Karvel Perek, and similar to this interpretation, but Tosim Perek Shachem the Rashi found the other interpretation of Rashi. But all Shana, his words are Umashalim. What's on them? Again, for example, in Tzipim Zav B'Kesef, if it's plated gold or silver, also forbidden. Shouldn't exist in the puzzle. Sach Mekesef Zav Aleim, that you shouldn't lost what's on the gold and silver that's on. The Melkach Tlachad to take for yourself. Avagav the Inle Mitzri. Although the mountain itself does not become forbidden, because there's a cause of it. But the biblical decree Shahar Magvoyz Shakarka Eilam that they're a piece of ground in Begem Kerech La'Osim that they don't have the ability to make it forbidden. Avoyz Kachavim Have a but it is a Avodah Zarah. But Tolish Shalem and therefore what's detached on them Ketolish Shahar Avoyz Kachavim is just like detached what's on other Avodah Zarahs. And you should know that, as we just said, that it's called Avodah Zarah. The Tanya Kamon. The Rebbe later on says about Vedeim B'Sayif that whoever worships it gets beheaded. When Lava is Kachavim, and if it wasn't Avodah Zarah, Vedeim Amay Nedogin, why would the one who worships them get beheaded? And Tamur Dav Chavches Mabez Mukul Lahay Lesachmed Abali Chaim. They explain that this Lesachmed is going on living creatures. Davidim Mechuba, which is similar to Mechuba Akan L'Shayim. Now, says Taisus. Now, Ri finds this difficult. When the Rina come and pick, and say later on, the next daf, Mevavim base. Only if maybe Shul Rava, it says, Oy Chiluf, maybe the other way around. It depends which way you say the Kavuchim. You could say, wait, maybe you could say, Man Nevad, If we say something that's worship shalas betalish lehed, which is forbidden to a commoner when it's detached, multibem chubli gavaya, it's permitted when it's attached for Hashem. Shemek says lehem alaharim, belehar meleheim. That which sounds like that the mountain does not become a prohibited lishon lehed, lishon gavaya. It doesn't make difference for a regular person or for Hashem. Now says the Reb, so good that you can think to say like Rabbi Natan David's called mikru that the mountain is called a bit zara. Say chedag to shalas gavaya. How could you infer that it is permitted for hektish? If you can say because it's not forbidden for a regular person, but you have a living creature that in the some lehed that have not forbidden when you worship it for a regular person, since it's still it's forbidden as a carbon for hektish. But another difficulty is much. This Rabbein Tam explains the har in the kar is zivchi mesim. That it's not called the zivchi mesim hechash shesheich lahar when you're slaughtering by the mountain because kimmich rochem in the har ktsas since you're a little bit far away from the mountain. The filikav v'rochem ktsas from the har. Who cares if you're a little bit far from the mountain? My abba says, what's the difference? Or kamen beferish. We're saying explicitly shem har koshach is doing it for the mountain. And v'mikim is kamen lobez kachavim. And the kontra bein tam that's for idolatry. So the chen yerlari rather similar to the read kolashin rishon shel Rashi, like the first interpretation of Rashi. The vader lavez kachav mikri is not called idolatry. The mash barshak leisan the gemara chulin daf mem v'alf. But the karbusim mataris and therefore the sacrifices of that is permitted. But loydam of the part you cannot compare to the avodah zarah called part of the sibur where it says over there v'yuchlu zivchem meisim that the itzivchem meisim that who told the shabbat because those stones are detached. And that's why it's considered avodah zarah. Ash namenicha now also makes sense. Other meaning like among that the gemara says later on the sholik vayit permitted for hektish kimin shem shem avodah zarah malim klal because yes on the mountain there is no name of avodah zarah at all. Vavikil loy nevda it's like as if it was not worshipped at all. Next is Matt to begin with the words of Gemara. Amr Rabbi Kiva says ani oyvin vadan lepanach. He says I'm going to explain and discuss this in front of you. Says it l'chayim mash mahalchad. Now it seemingly sounds like from Rabbi Kiva. You say glili sounds like hayizok in Rabbi Kiva that is older from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is coming to like you know try to explain in front of the elder. You say glili. I'm gamma peg bas the gittin, so to the last peg gittin of pegim and alf bereish and beginning maskele koydim reblazim and azariah Rabbi Kiva. That sounds like by mentioning reblazim and azariah first. They mentioned basically before Belez Ben Zion Mekiva. It sounds like that he was his elder. Now, so it says, it's a wonder, because the Rin Mesev, Eiz Mekam, the Gemara says, in Zerachim, Nav, Nan Zion Merav, Kabe Yerb Tavre, and Mekiva, Boishim Tamad Echad, was a Tamad, but it's a Bolafnei Chacham Tchila, that he just came in front of the Chacham. For basically, his name is Yerzeg Lili. So basically, Lili is the minor, not the elder. Marmin Nambe Ervin, so it says in the Ervin of the Gimlan Beis, Shomalei Brudia, who is the Beis Reb Meir, who is the wife of Meir, Shoyitamid Basur Shabakiri Shabakiva, who is from the last students of Bakiva, Glili Shaita, calling basically the foolish Galilean, which sounds like that Rabbi Kiva was the elder. So, but there it seemed to Tamad Chaba Rabbi Kiva. They were actually what's called a student colleague, Berachman Bashanim Haya, and he was younger than him, but still, he was still like somewhat of a colleague. And Vavgav Shemeskir Perek Basa to get McMinder Bekiva, even though we mentioned before Bekiva, but Bekiva was somewhat a senior. Like, gosh, it's not difficult. The Kamaikin Maskiba Gadda Sapesa, we find that Gadda, Rabbi Kiva, Kain Reb Tarfin, Rabbi Kiva was mentioned before Tibetri Rabbi, which was his teacher, Kid Mashman Perek Tess, the Ksuba that paid Daman Bays, and of course, the Tesis and Ksubis, Kofi Yamanav, the Maskab, the Choshab, and Tesis and Sayyidav, the Maskab, the Nazai. So, yeah, Rabbi Kiva could be explaining, even though Rabbi Kiva is the elder, but since he was somewhat of a chaver, even though he was a Talmud, Rabbi Yisrael Lili of Rabbi Kiva could explain in front of him. Next time it's about to begin the Gemara, wherever you find a high mountain, then it's indicated that there's a void over there. Yerushalmi parched, Yerushalmi asked me, Mevesa Bechira, so how do you build the base of Migdash? Masik, and Yerushalmi comes out, Pinavi Nivnasham, is based on the prophet. So even though a high mountain like the base of Migdash, you have to be concerned for void Zorah, but this was based on prophecy. Next is Matthew begins the Gemara. Tanakama Saba, Tanakama held that Tzipa Har Inikahar, the plating of the mountain is not like the mountain, and therefore, although the mountain is permitted, the plating is going to be forbidden. So it says, Tim begins to say, Maishna, the Tzipa Har Asr, why is it any different that the plating of the mountain is more forbidden? Yosemite Kurbasai, more than the sacrifice of the show, which is permitted Kabish Lael, like we already explained previously, says Taisus, and the Maskal Leheim. Beshem says, it can say, is the Mayri Hach, Hibatuman, but Tzipa Neved, Agabahar. It's actually the plating gets worshipped. By being on the mountain, lakachas l'tan dekama. Therefore, it's forbidden to the tan dekama. However, held the chashvin leil mechuber. No, he considers it as attached kahar atzmai, like the mountain itself, and never for sure there it's going to be permitted. Then it says, "Mimtim begin to say, I might see tan dekama kura de leisachmad. Why did tan dekama bring the pasuk leisachmad lest it tzipa to say the tzipa is forbidden? Well, I'm married kura, but you told me the pasuk not, but that pasuk only told me b'nei but it's kachum only by the beautification by the zara. And here you're saying it's worshipped like the by the zara itself."
The reason why he brings the pasuk is the chiyeh the noyev kachav masiri mitam talish are just like the beatification of avodah zarah forbidden because of its being detached. Even though it has one benefit, this beautification they didn't have, that it's not worship. Hachanami here also is saying a similar idea. Mitzri tipahar hanavadim. The plating of the mountain that's worshipped becomes forbidden. Although it also has one thing in its work and its benefit, that even though it's worshipped when it's connected, that it's plating to the mountain, still it's going to be forbidden. So it's like somewhat of a comparison. Or you know, in another part, you could say the cross machd me'alma. The pasuk is just alluding to this, but you're right, it's not really the same idea. Then is going to say, my high did see pahar aser. What's this that you're saying the plain of the mountain is forbidden, takabrasi sharia, and the sacrifice are permitted? Whereas when you worship living creatures, the opposite. Kamash Mesh Perikal Azur Matamur, the Chavachasim and Bez, Kamin Hasim, like the Gemara says over there, that Maskev Lor of Chinda says, Tami de Rabbi Kro Litzipri de Bali Chayim, Mimina Boker. The reason is because you're including the plating of the living creature from Mina Boker, from the cattle, it's never to exclude if it was worshipped. Hole Rabbi Kro. But if your pasuk did not include it, the plane would be permitted for hektish. Ivok should be bought to me, you should destroy it. Mashmud lemaisik kura ligvaya. Something from the fact that you'd only brought a pasuk for hektish, halahed yimutter, but for a regular person, it would be permitted. I've got the takrubis balachayim osir, and even though the sacrifice of a living creature is forbidden, you can mashmud perik based the chulnav memun aleph. So if I'm reading this, the Rish says, yeah, because the tzibit etmura mairi, the plating over there, Masech Tzimur, is talking about the in and neved. It's not worship. It's only made for beautification purposes. And therefore, that's why it's less severe. Another part you could say is that Huda Tzimur, Asakir Bizeglili. Actually, this is going like basically the Shari Tzibahar. That, yeah, over here, like we say, he permits the plating of the mountain. Avafala neved, even though it was worship. Now, Menir Lari, it seems to the read, the Ram Bachama, Kuntra Bachama, Kulit Tanoid Masnitin, all the Tanoim in the Mishnah, Islahu, they hold, Elan Shanatal Basav Abdi Asir, that a tree that's planted and then and was worshipped, that is going to be forbidden, which Bach has the words, Kedamin, like, come on, like we say later on, Lerbis Behuda, Kedamin, like, come on, the Ahmed Beis. What that's also to be sick. Lili get me like come on. Then they come and machmet faith. That come is more machmet. But Yisrael tzipa shalhar, and he says even the plating of the mountains forbidden. The b'kibah nami aser. According to b'kibah, it's also forbidden. The ishar because they would say it's permitted. Can b'kibah echad darish the itzran and asli zmanam. How could he say that it's coming to teach us as a simon? Lema, why don't you say the asli mem is coming to say below itzran eleheim, but that the tree itself does not become nabei dzark. Go in English not l'b'seb avdei like a tree that was planted and then worshipped. About the aser, rather obviously he holds that it's forbidden. Therefore, that it can't be saying that the tree is not going to be aser. Then it says, "Master, begin the word Gemara." Maybe say, "Glulis, Abi held tzipahar muter." Planning not permitted. By the time we can say, "Oh, I mean, b'kul tamah, but tamudah," but we say throughout Shas that ton of basal tavuyah. So the last ton is coming to add on, and here we're coming to say that he's coming to be lenient. But Shlomi, as we can say, the shani hocher it's different. The krada icy ton the kama the leis achmed mashtamah may a shaper less the tzipahar. If we're going to say that's the machlekes, it's when we don't know. So we'll say, oh, probably the second one's coming to add on for the Isser. But here where the first one's pasuk is clearly that he's saying this Isser, it sounds like that Lisapa, whatever's on top of it, including the plating, therefore we say that he's the more machmer and not Rabbi Zeglili.